like, I am going to go and become a white collar corporate bigwig instantly. Instant success downtown Toronto, no problem. I got a job and the like honeymoon 2 months period was over of my job. And I was like, oh my God, this sucks. This is absolutely terrible. And I immediately started looking for a business to buy.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore, back with another episode of Founder Stories, the podcast that tells the stories of some of the most inspiring franchise partners here at O2E Brands, home to 1-800-GOT-JUNK, Wow One Day Painting, and Shack Shine. To introduce today's guest, let me kick things off with a question. What's the secret to business success? If I had to give you one answer, I'd say it's finding the right people. And that's exactly what Miles Reville is all about. After breaking free from the corporate ladder and joining Shack Shine as a business owner, he's not only building an incredible team, but he's inspiring others to follow his entrepreneurial lead. This is Miles' story.
Hey, Brian, Miles here, Toronto Central and Toronto East York. Happy to be on. Thanks for having me. And let's rock and roll.
So let's go way back. I always love starting at the beginning. What did you always want to be when you grew up?
My life was just mini sticks, road hockey, ice hockey, pond hockey. I don't know, I've always been a competitive guy. So like, that's fun. I like competing. I love the team aspect. I've always been a team sport player. The camaraderie, the culture, the everything, that all bakes in, right? With the fact that winning and losing as a team, the change room talk, just the fun and the aspect of being with the group is a big part of why I love hockey so much and why I love sport, like team sports, so much. And I think it's a huge part of why I like my business so much is my team.
Now, what was it like being a college pro painting franchise owner?
I mean, it was a very clear shock year one, of like just the grind. We always talk about the grind. And I know there's a lot of franchisees at O2E now that came and got their first start at College Pro and made the switch over and are excelling here at O2E. And I remember my first job at College Pro. Like, it's just such a grind. I couldn't really believe it I was capable of doing it. I think that was a huge one too. It was just like, hey, it's just really bearing down and doing it. And that was like, I think it was an unbelievable lesson for me. And College Pro was my education. Like, it was the thing that kicked me into gear. And I think it was my practical MBA. Simple as that. I think that's really what it comes down to.
You're right. It's always made me think, why don't more people go out and get a practical MBA? You can get paid to learn about business as you did with College Pro. And you're right, it's an unreal education and one that in many ways is, as we've all seen with entrepreneurs, you can learn more sometimes by doing than actually studying in books and learning from professors. If I look at how you came across O2E, I think there's a little bit of a story there. Take me back.
I left College Pro and I was like, I am going to go and become a white collar corporate bigwig instantly. Instant success downtown Toronto, no problem. Not even a question. I'm just going to do it. I got a job and the like honeymoon 2 months period was over of my job. And I was like, oh my God, this sucks. This is absolutely terrible. And I immediately started looking for a business to buy. And I walked by the junction every single day. And then one day you sent me a LinkedIn message being like, Miles, you want to buy a franchise? And I was like, yep, let's go. And that was it.
That's a great story. I remember when you and I connected and I remember you said, so funny that you sent me a note. I was literally just looking at the sign on the junction office. And we ended up getting on the phone and connecting. Now, tell me about the adventure of Shack Shine. What has that been like for you?
The last 5 years have been crazy, right? I bought my first house, my first child, my daughter. My first like real business is also Shack Shine. My like just all these things have happened with this as well. This last 5 years has been a whirlwind. And Shack Shine has been a massive part of that growth. I've been growing my family, been growing my business, been growing my everything. It's like a defining aspect of like who I am now too.
That's amazing. Have you been someone that's always had a bit of a focus on freedom, doing it your own way?
100%. Yeah, I think that's actually been like the biggest takeaway or one of them for me is like, again, with College Pro, it was the seasonal painting business, but it gave me the flexibility to do what I want. It was nice to be able to pay off my full university education before like school was even over and be able to travel during university. Like, for my last 2 years of university, I wasn't a poor student. I was actually a rich student. It was less than 7 months in the corporate world from when I like moved to Toronto, got a job, and then I quit and started Shackshine. All I could think about after my honeymoon period of like, oh, this is awesome and I'm going to the top. It was like after I hit that wall, it was like, I was just looking at like the next 30 years of showing up to the same spot, doing the same thing and doing this. And then I could see exactly what was happening. I could have planned out my whole life.
What does future Shackshine life look for you?
I bought another franchise with Matthew Ellis, who was actually my first hire in Shackshine. And he was with me for 4 years, went tech, lead tech, training to production management. And then we bought the east end of Toronto together. And he's rocking and rolling through his first year right now and having a lot of the ups and downs of year one of business ownership, which is awesome. And he's doing great. Maybe I'm going to be the window king, you know, like, I don't know. I can see that though, like just expanding here in the city, there's still so much potential for the business I have here and growth. And it's like, it's growing nice and steadily right now.
How many vans do you see in the future?
Whatever the potential is for my turf, I think like we'll just keep going. Like the momentum is just rolling right now. So we're at 4 in Toronto and 2 in Toronto East. So we're at 6.
So you've got 6 vans today. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Easy, like 12 to 15. I just need to add another van because I have, like, if I want to get to these people, if I want to service them, and that's natural growth. I'm not buying vans and then upping my marketing spend to fill it. I'm buying vans when the business is asking for it. Like revenue builds revenue, and it's that rolling with that momentum right now. Easily, I think.
How do you scale the business and scale your leadership?
For me, it's building the leaders in my business. That's a big part of how over the last 5 years my role has changed in the business from being like just like a chicken with his head cut off, running around doing like everything I can, to like building people and building my team to do the things that need to get done. I say it to every person I hire. Like, I don't care if you know how to use a squeegee or a power washer, I'll train you how. I can train anyone how to do that. And so can my team. But I'm here on an attitude thing, and that's the most important thing.
What do you look for in your team?
The beer and barbecue test. Like, it sounds simple, and it is. And that's why I think I love it, is like, would I have you over to have a beer and barbecue? So I've switched completely over to interviewing on Zoom, because just with how this last year has gone. Mm-hmm. And if I hop on a Zoom call for an interview, if I'm not looking at the time and I'm just having a conversation, similar to like what we're doing right now, right? The conversation is flowing and it's easy. That's good. Like, that's the biggest factor for me, for what I'm looking for. If I struggle to get through a 30 to 45 minute phone call, you're just not fit for me. Like, that's mm-hmm. that's a red flag for me. So if we can have that conversation, good. We'll take it from there.
What did you see in Matt?
Matt and I are very different, just in character, in how we operate, how we are everything. Like, we're just very different people. But we also get along really well, and we have the same vision, so it works. We see eye to eye on the things that are important for the business, and that's really important. Actually, the other one, to be honest, it's financially. We see eye to eye. I wouldn't have partnered with him if he was like a big spender or something, right? Like, they say 50% of marriages fail. A huge percentage of it is because of finances, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's a huge portion of a business relationship as well, right? It's like, I'm a pretty frugal guy. Matt's actually super frugal, like so much more than I'm like encouraging him to spend money. which is good, though, because if he was a big spender, I don't think this relationship would work.
Did Matt always want to run his own business? Was that a dream of his?
No, I don't. It really wasn't. I think that was, again, part of the growth in Toronto, that when Matt first came to kick off, he's like, I am a window cleaner. Like that's, he defined himself as a window cleaner. Like that was his profession, his career. That's different now, right? He's not a window cleaner anymore. He's a business owner. And so that's a huge learning curve that is working through, is switching from the practical window cleaner aspect to the entrepreneurial business ownership aspect. So no, I don't think he had that initially. It wasn't expressed to me anyway until our relationship grew. And then that conversation started happening. But from the beginning, no, I don't think so. And I think that's awesome that was developed in our path together.
I have a huge smile on my face. I know you can't see it, but to me, I go, wow. My role, I feel, has always been to inspire possibilities in others. But imagine if I'm inspiring possibilities in people who then go on to inspire possibilities. It just builds such huge momentum. Do you believe in heroes? Do you have a hero?
I don't, no. That was an immediate, quick answer. But what's that saying? Don't believe in your hero because you'll be disappointed or something like that. Yeah. I like to pick and choose in a buffet. I like aspects of this or that or this person and that person. You know what I mean? Maybe I have my own little made up Lego hero. Who's the good from multiple different people or things like that. Because everyone has their faults or whatever, and I have them obviously as well.
I fully get what you're saying. It's funny because I get asked on podcasts, who do you look up to and why? And I always say, I can't just name one person because nobody's perfect. And the more you get to know your heroes, the more you realize, wow, they've got their faults. They've got their weaknesses. If you could Lego it together piece by piece, describe to me the elements of what your 5-year future for Shack Shine looks like for you, for your family.
So I've done 5 years now. I'm in my fifth year. So that's doubling what I've done. Between both businesses, we'll do 1 million this year. But I think the first 1 million is going to be the hardest. And I think it'll actually get easier to get to the 2 million. I don't know exactly why, but I think that's true. So in 5 years, between 4 and 7 million, probably. Oh, sheesh. Yeah. And then.
I like that you got your own reaction. You're 4 to 7 million. You're oh, geez. You struck an emotional chord with yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, right? I'm just thinking how crazy this last 5 years has been. And it's just going to be. Again, only more so, right, for the next 5 years, which I'm really excited about. But yeah, I'm seeing a full management staff, right? I'm seeing a lot of the faces that are in my business now being there with me in 5 years as well. That's going to be really important to me. I think that's going to be really important to this, the next 5 years' success, is having these people on my team that did the dirty work in the early years to really grow the business to that next level. I see myself taking January, February off. We slow down, and then I see myself taking August off to be at the cottage. I see being a sports dad in my windbreaker suit, coaching girls hockey with my daughter.
Right.
And not only window king, but it's going to be the light king too, or the master of light, because we're peak light season right now, and it's crazy that just the demand. So that's going to be a huge aspect of the growth over the next couple of years. Is it started as a window detailing service, but this aspect of lights is going to be a major, major portion of getting me there to that number.
What percentage of your revenue, Miles, do you see being Christmas lights?
It could be easily 50%, and it'll all happen in Q4, September, October, November, December.
That's phenomenal.
It's absolutely wild.
I love that you pointed out that you're not just going to be the window king, but the master of lights, that for 50-50 split of your business, That's a massive portion of your business. And I love the feeling that customers, I just had my lights done yesterday, true story. And nice. Shack Shine came by. I put on my Buddy the Elf suit and I got outside to say, you know, thank you. And I'm stoked. And it's amazing the feeling you get as a customer every year when the lights go up. Even my kids came home last night and they're like, oh, the lights are up. And everybody's totally stoked. It's a fun business. I'm so excited to have you as an owner in Shack Shine. I'm grateful for that day that we connected virtually over LinkedIn and then later in person. And love what you are building, not just in yourself, but in leaders like Matt and your family. So congratulations on all your success. Thank you for showing up today. It's been amazing having you and a lot of fun. Thanks for listening to another episode of Founder Stories. I'm Brian Scudamore. I love hearing stories from founders. I'm curious what resonated with you. Tell me on Instagram, LinkedIn, or go to my YouTube channel to learn more.